This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
On March the 5th, British Columbia Premier Gordon Campbell said that a number of initiatives in the newly released provincial budget made sure that the government continued to put low-income people on the top of the list. Bill Thieleman, writing at the Tie.ca, put it this way, quote, "The poor and the disabled are certainly at the top of the BC Liberal government's list, the hit list for more suffering, that is," unquote. Thieleman described the government's news release titled "Province Protects Services for Low-Income Clients" as Orwellian. The government has actually cut social assistance programs to save $25 million over 2 years. I'm joined in the studio by Cheryl and Eugene, two Nanaimoites who are concerned about the impacts of the government's actions and have been motivated to take up advocacy against what the Liberal government has done. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
Cheryl, you're not only a concerned British Columbia citizen, you're also a recipient of what people sometimes refer to as PWD. In other words, you're a person with a disability receiving income support from the province. What are your concerns?
I have a number of concerns. The first one that stood out for me was the dental coverage. Instead of getting two yearly cleanings, it's been cut back to one cleaning per year. And x-rays every 2 years instead of once a year.
Is that all that concerns you about living on PWD? Is there more than that that you are concerned about as an individual who's directly affected?
Well, I guess another thing would be the community volunteering program. There actually is no funds for that right now, and we're told that there's about a year wait for those funds. People who volunteer at least 10 hours a month are entitled to $100 per month from the ministry. And there are no funds right now for that. So there's no incentive for people to be volunteering. I do volunteer approximately 60 to 70 hours a month. You know, I could really use that extra money for additional costs that are incurred.
What about the experiences of other people that you know who are in similar situations to yours? What are you hearing from those people, and what are you observing in other people's lives?
As far as what, the community volunteering program?
As far as living on what you call PWD, mm-hmm. people with disabilities living on fixed incomes.
It's really difficult, and it's stressful. Living on a fixed amount, you're only allowed to make $500 per month, and I don't make that money right now. So you're on a fixed income as it is, and it's stressful dealing with your finances, maintaining your mental health on a day-to-day basis. There's numerous challenges that come up for myself.
Eugene, why are you concerned about the cutbacks the BC government has made to social assistance?
Well, like Cheryl, I'm also on PWD. I've been on it for 11 years now. And I'm just seeing like a lot of these cuts over the past decade or so. Things like home support. There's people that are, some of them are physically incapable of fully taking care of themselves, yet they don't. The home support's been taken away from them and things like that.
What are friends and acquaintances around you saying? What kind of discussions are people having in the wake of these cutbacks?
That's a good one. A lot of them are really disappointed with our provincial government. And like, some are feeling like they're being abused by the provincial government.
In what sense?
Like, there's so many of us that don't have, like, our rents are so high that these extra services are now being cut. We'll now have to come out of our support, which after rent isn't a whole lot. It's barely enough to cover food and utilities.
Cheryl, why do you think the government is cutting its supports to people with disabilities?
I think they're just trying to save money, and they're hitting the people that are most vulnerable in society.
Why the most vulnerable?
Most vulnerable because people are living with mental illness or different varieties of disabilities, and they're vulnerable because they need support from people, and they're just with the cuts. It's like a slap in the face, really.
But you're not suggesting that the government's motivation is simply to slap people in the face, is it?
No, I don't think they're doing that intentionally. It's just the way things are going today, you know, with the rise in the cost of living and...
Eugene, what do you think the government's motivation is for making these cuts?
To save money. It's all about the money, not about the people.
Listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm joined in the studio by Cheryl and Eugene, two Nanaimoites who are concerned about the impacts of recent BC government actions, cutting social assistance supports, and have been motivated to take up advocacy against what the Liberal government has done. What do you think needs to be done for people like yourself and others who are concerned about the fixed incomes that they're living on and holding a certain amount of fear about cutbacks? What do you think needs to be done?
I think there needs to be a lot of awareness around mental illness and people with disabilities because these are important issues. I mean, it's so widespread today, mental illness, and, you know, it's not a choice that we make to have a mental illness. And
what would you ask the government to do?
To increase funding and programs. Since I've been on PWD, the amount of PWD has only increased by $75, which is nowhere near the rise in the cost of living. What else?
Simply an increase in funds given to a person each month? Or is there anything else that could be done? Or
increased services and other supports in the communities. Not necessarily funds for persons on disabilities, but the services.
What types of services are needed?
Well, let's see. Like I said earlier, home support. That's a big one for a lot of people. Some people struggle with cleaning their homes. Some people struggle with cooking. Mm-hmm. Some people struggle with everything in their home. Mm-hmm. Yet they're not suited to living in a group environment.
Yesterday, Cheryl, I understand you were putting a letter together for your MLA, a member of the Legislative Assembly. Do you mind if I ask, what would you be asking for in that letter? What were you...
It's not that I'm asking for anything. It's just making him aware, and hopefully he'll read my letter in Parliament, just making him aware of what it's like to be a person with a disability, the daily struggles that you face, and, you know, it's just, I'm really scared. You know, my first thought when I heard about cutbacks was I thought about taking my life. And that's not a place that's healthy for me.
Is that motivation for coming from a place of fear then?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the two of you have anything else that you'd like to add to our conversation today, anything that you've heard amongst the people that you spend time with, anything else that you'd like to bring to the attention of the public in terms of this particular issue, Eugene.
Just try and get the word out. Like, try and talk to those in, like, political positions. Try and get their support to reverse these decisions that they've made, these cuts that they've made. Reverse them.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl?
You know, I'd like people to know that, you know, I've worked for 20-plus years and, you know, I know what it's like to work, but then my life changed, and it's never been the same since. So it's not like I choose to be on disability. It's something that I need in my life right now, but my goal is to be independent of that and be able to work and provide a good life for myself. Mm.
Cheryl and Eugene, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. I really appreciated it. Cheryl and Eugene live in Nanaimo. They're concerned about the impacts of recent government cuts to social assistance supports. They've been motivated to take up advocacy against what the Liberal government has done.
People First Radio is an initiative of Colombian Centrist Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.